Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israel Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. You can also text a brother. 045 is the number, 714-0550. Again, 045-714-0550. Or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from. To all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome back, National Talk Black. Happy, have you say, yarn up strong, you mob. And happy NAIDOC 2022. And it's fantastic to have this celebration, of course, and celebrating for our mob strong. And don't forget that theme, get up, stand up, show up. So give us a call, tell us what's happening in your area regarding NAIDOC. What are your mob doing? Organisation, family, either way, all is here on your daily program. We celebrate strong and hard. It's NAIDOC week, but we know it's NAIDOC 24/7, 365 days a year. Proud to be Aborigine. Have you saying yarn up strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Come, ya little bro, come, ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a flip boat, go T.I., I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord Sand Beach, if not, say see your war. If I know low boat, I low dinghy, you are cheap on island too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me ply, you cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a flip boat, go T.I., I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord Sand Beach, if not, say see you more. If I know low boat, I low dinghy, you watch Ivan Allen too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me fly, you're cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take off the boat, go T.I., I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord Sand Beach, if not, say see you wolf. Come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady.
Tell my lady.
I go take a flip boat, go T.I., I won't be back till Friday.
Till Friday.
I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord Sand Beach, if not, say see you wolf. So if you wait for me, Lord Sand Beach, if not, say see you wolf. Say see you wolf.
My boat last. No petrol. Where's the petrol? Ah, we're stuck now. Ah, I'll have to swim.
Ah.
To Delhi, Kalpi Pulka, that's our Coloured Stone here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, you mob, yarn up strong. Happy NAIDOC, you mob, and it's get up, stand up, show up. That's the theme for this year. And just represent, that's what it's all about. Proud to be Aborigine, and put your culture out there. That's what it's all about, a beautiful platform it is, to educate the people of the world, but also celebrate and come together as one. It's, you know, it's a NAIDOC and celebrating the day, but in actual fact, we've extended to the week. We celebrate for the week. That's been going for a while now in regard to celebrations. And like I said, we celebrate every day the fact that we are First Nations people of this beautiful country of ours. Looking here in Cairns, big shout out to the NAIDOC committee here in Cairns, doing a fantastic job. They just had the luncheon on Saturday, opened up the NAIDOC week with the Indigenous luncheon there. And then we had the breakfast. That was yesterday morning. Yeah, and then also we had the what's looking at today, operating today, is the Good Vibes. And that's Edmonton PCYC. And that's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And mainly for the young ones, they're Jam. They're partnering with DIG, Deadly Inspiring Youth, doing good. And the variation of their week, Good Vibration. So it looks like a jam, holiday time, party time, at that way at PCYC in celebrating NAIDOC. Don't forget KIFE as well, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. That kicks off tomorrow, 6th to 10th July. And KIFE, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, is a fantastic opportunity as well for our beautiful artists to showcase all their beautiful work. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Murray Saylor, Managing Director at Tuggai Management Consultants. And Tuggai Management Consultants and our impact product, the Kariba Building and Construction Program. So we're talking about employment and strategies for black people in the construction industry. So we'll catch up with Murray Saylor. A very good morning, Murray. How are you?
I'm good, my Bala. How are you?
Bala, very good, very good. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yep, so family from Dunley. Wow. So Arub, Miriam people, tribal groups of Somerset and Zadarab, there in Murrawung. And I'm really appreciate this opportunity to connect with all our mob. That's all for that.
Yeah, too dearly, my Bala. So tell us about Tuggai Management Consultancy and the work that they're doing. So we're talking about support, providing business support and information to establish Aboriginal building and construction businesses, yes?
Yep. So Tuggai I created in 2014. It's a 100% Indigenous-owned business. Me as the managing director, and we specialise in procurement supply chain, business advisory, community development, and also have a very mature virtual reality design studio within our capability. And we've developed the Kariba Building and Construction Program, which is a program that we are partnered with Construction Skills Queensland to provide business support and information to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander established building and construction businesses in the regions of Far North Queensland and North Queensland.
So, look, it gives First Nation people a platform in this industry. So we're talking Indigenous business already operating in that space, or creating a space for Indigenous people, Black people, to be in that arena. You there, Murray? Murray. Murray Saylor.
Hello, Malay. You still there?
Yeah, can you hear me? No, I can hear you, can't hear me. We'll try and get Murray Saylor back and have that yarn, talking about the Tagai Management Consultants, which he's the managing director of, and their impact product, the Kariba Building Construction Program. Looking here, reading the information, established back in 2014, and Tagai Management Consultants is 100%, as he mentioned, Indigenous owned, an award-winning management consultancy specialising in procurement, supply chain, business advisory, stakeholder engagement, and innovative future services across Australia and the Asia Pacific region. So, look, a fantastic industry as such, and great to see Black people in that industry, and it can create, as you say, Black people in businesses and also employment. But we'll try again with Murray Saylor. Well, are you there?
Hey. Yeah,
COVID-19. I don't know. That phone hung up there, but all good. The queue is ring you back, and we've done that. So I'm just talking about this beautiful space, my brother, and it gives Black people a platform in the industry, in the construction industry. So we're talking about employment, career pathways, if not Black people in businesses, yeah?
Yeah. Primarily, this program is obviously with a lot of employment and service providers. This is primarily to provide information to our mob up in those regions of Far North Queensland and North Queensland around relevant information around accreditation, around procurement opportunities and pathways. And we've also partnered and garnished the opportunity to have organisations like QBuild and other enablers that are supporting us to be supporting our industry, our Indigenous buildings construction industry, around what are they meant to be doing in regards to helping sustain their businesses, helping grow their businesses, but also provide information around, you know, what are some of the things as employers can be doing in regards to, as you shared, employment. So it is a connector in regards to what we do as a business, in regards to everyone's got all this information, and all we do is we connect all the information to make sense, in this instance, for this particular industry, which is around buildings construction, my bone.
So, brother, also, let's look at, well, I'm asking you in regard to the... You there? Brother, you there?
Hello?
Murray?
No.
Something's going on there. My apologies. Looking for Murray Saylor. We lost him again. Look, a very... a deadly yarn in regard to Black people in business and Black people working in the industry, in the construction industry. And when you're talking about... as the question I was leading to regarding our communities and buildings or houses being built in communities, fantastic opportunity for Black people to be operating their own business or working as a trade or getting an apprenticeship in their community. I mean, there it is. Black on Black is fantastic. We're sitting on a gold mine, I feel, in that sense. But we'll try and get Murray back and continue that yarn. We'll try again. Which way, my brother? Which way?
My Bala, sorry family, who's listening to the call. I don't know what is going on, but I don't know. I think I'm going to have a yard with you when I come up.
I think so, my brother. Look, too beautiful, brother. But look, I just think it's fantastic, you know, when you look at this space. I was alluding to the question in regard to our communities. And when you look at our communities, like houses and buildings being built in communities, well, nothing beats Black on Black, Murray. And when you've got a Black person training up to be apprenticeship, to get a trade, or to have their own business operating in their own community, that's got to be the goal, would it not?
110%. We're a big driver in regards to impact can only be driven by Indigenous-led practice and businesses. But in regards to the relationships important in regards to the enablers around the building and construction industry, and it's around owners going, look, we're not just deadly back businesses out there, family. We're also just commercially astute businesses that have a heap of culture that provides our foundation, and we've got to drive our own journey instead of also looking for an end up is a hand up in the true sense of the word. We can't stop looking at that deficit model around the handout.
Yeah, no, beautiful, fantastic. Look, well, congratulations. I think it's great guns, my brother. Of course, whenever you're in Cairns, drop in to see us. Hope we can continue this yarn and stay focused in this space. And I think it's fantastic. And keep doing what you do, my brother. And next time we'll have a deadly yarn in regard to this phone problem.
No worries, Sam. With respects to you and obviously the opportunity here with our National Talk Black show, my brother. Keep doing up the good work, and respects to all our families wherever you are today. S-O for you, Pla.
One love. S-O. Yawa, brother. Beautiful yarn there, and that's Murray Saylor, Managing Director at Togai Management Consultants and Togai Management Consultants and their impact product, the Kiriba Building and Construction Program. So talking about job opportunities in the construction industry, so fantastic. Have you saying yarn up strong here, National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Happy NAIDOC, you mob. Get up, stand up, show up. That's what it's all about in regard to our theme, our celebration this year. And give us a call. Tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods. How your mob is celebrating NAIDOC. Too deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Spirit of my flow, yeah, I know they're still around when they talk to me like, what you doing with your life? Hold that head up high. And when the time come, I'll be there. Rolling with a pride, I'm a lion. And I never let another man tell me who I am. Never cared to break bread with the liars. I'm well aware that they're there, but I'm flying high by them.
Too Deadly, Too Deadly. And that's Naba Noram. That's the Reef Song by Busby Maru here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbleberry Media 98.7FM for your daily program, National Talk Black. And the host of Ball Your Own, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Big shout out to my mob and all my mob on my father's side, 1 year Gunga leader up there, Doomadgee Way, Mornington Island. And Murray from the Curry and my beautiful mother with me in spirit, Dunley Island, Arab, all sailor pit mob. And Adelie Yarn there with Murray Sailor regarding our management director at the Tagai Management Consultancy. Talking about the beautiful space in the Kibra Bullion Construction Program. Don't forget NAIDOC. Happy NAIDOC, you mob. Get up, stand up and show up. That's what it's all about. And a big celebration to all you mob around this beautiful country of ours. And like I said, a fantastic vehicle for us to showcase our culture and educate people of the world and also bring us all together and have the opportunity to share with our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well. And also here in Cairns, happening, CAIF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Look, long time waiting since the pandemic and COVID-19 has slowed things down, but we are operating again so deadly. It's a world-renowned event, and people from all around the globe come over and purchase beautiful art by our artists from all walks of life, from the Torres Straits, from the Cape, inland, as well as Alice Springs and even down south. And they all come up here and do their work. And the opening is happening tomorrow, the opening night, and it's 13th year, and celebrating and kicks off a new larger venue. They're now operating at the Cairns Convention Centre, which has just been refurbished. And looks, I said to the manager, Daryl Harris, gee, too deadly, brother. They refurbished the building for you, of course. For the very first time, guests will be treated to a first glimpse of the art fair and art market simultaneously. And this year's art fair is a collection of works inspired by this year's theme. And the night also includes music from local season performer Barry Cedric, Yarraba represent, too deadly, brother, Gungenji man, and up-and-coming singer-songwriter Jem Casadale. So there it is with cultural dancing from Boygill Island and Lockhart River. Food and bar available on FPOS only as well. So there it is. Check it out, CAIF, eventbrite.com in regarding bookings, all the W's, dot eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, one word, .com.au. Check out Kai F and also for the program for NAIDOC here in Cairns. Check out Cairns NAIDOC on Facebook in regarding the program. Have you seen Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. Happy NAIDOC, you mob, too deadly.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidaly here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
here for Bowerville. Bullet men be my enemy. These killers be running around still, serving and protecting white men like a dog with no leash. I'm drunk off what you sold me. Yeah, it's my off with the police.
Now we say black lives matter, but this shit, the fact of the matter is we just black matter to them. This shit keep happening. Let me hear your oh my, let me hear your oh my.
This one right here from Elijah. Kalgoorlie, raise your lighters and watch that before them burn down with the murderous liars. He killed a 14-year-old and it's still no hear, no see, no. I fear that there will be no justice ever for my people. So what you finna do, huh? They running this shit, we're running the clip. When the government's all in it, the Royal Commission ain't shit. And man, I'm scared of getting popped by me. Help for them cop, right? It's one for York, this one for Hickey. Next, it could be our sock.
Now we say black lives matter, but shit, the fact of the matter is we just black matter to them. This shit keep happening, let me hear.
I'm still suffering, still want no justice.
17-year-old TJ Hickey was impaled on a fence at Waterloo after coming off his bike in 2004. His death sparked a riot, leaving more than 40 police officers injured. A coroner found TJ's death was a freak accident and there was no evidence of a police pursuit. The Hickey family and supporters maintain he was chased to his death.
Enough is enough. We have done nothing wrong.
It's been a long campaign. No one is planning on giving up.
This one's been going too long. My tired hands can't hold on. Please someone take me home. Please someone.
We say black lives matter, but it's shit the fact of matter.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Happy NAIDOC, you mob. Get up, stand up, show up. That's the theme for this year. Hope you're celebrating strongly, very deadly. And give us a call, tell us what you're doing, you mob. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. You are yarning with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, let's talk State of Origin. Yes, happening, the decider in Brisbane, Suncorp Stadium, and looking at the Queensland Maroon squad for Game 3. Number one is Kalen Ponga. Number two is Selwyn Cobo. Number three, Valentine Holmes. Number four, Dane Gagai. Number five, Murray Togologi. Number six, Cameron Munster. Number seven, Dal Cherry Evans. Number eight, Lindsay Collins. Number nine, Ben Hunt. Number 10, Josh Papali'i. Number 11, Kurt Capewell. Number 12, Jeremy Nanai. Number 13, Tinai Fasamula-Liu. And on the bench, 14, Harry Grant. 15, Jai Arrow. 16, Patrick Carrigan. 17, Tom Gilbert. Debut. And reserve there for the Queensland side, 18, Thomas Flegler. Tom Dearden. Beau Fermont. Hemiso Tabuai-Fadai. And Sam Walker. So that's the team there for the Maroons. And they, of course, going up against the Blues. And they're looking at the Blues squad here, named their side. Jack White expected to miss out on the Origin Game 3, the decider. But let's have a look at their team here, lining up in regards to the State of Origin, the decider. And look it, and... Hey, look at not showing the team here for New South Wales. Hey, maybe that's an omen. That's a good thing. I'm not sure. I'll get back to you on that one. But this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here. Happy NAIDOC, you mob. Celebrating strong heart. Maybe for Queensland is NAIDOC. Celebration is the Queensland win the decider. That's the plan anyway. Hope that comes to fruition. This is your daily program, your mob, and celebrating that out here in Cairns. It's going very strong here, and we have a march that happens every Friday on the week of the celebration, and we march from the Mundra Martin Park over to Fogarty Park, and so that's what we're looking forward to for that as well. Game three now. Let's look at the blue side of what I'm trying to chase up here for you guys. And read out the New South Wales Blues team that's taken the field against Queensland State of Origin side. Number one there, James Tedesco. Number two, Brian Toho. Number three, Matt Burton. Four, Stephen Crichton. Number five, Daniel Tupou. Six, Jerome Luai. Number seven, Nathan Cleary. Number eight, Jordan McLean, North Queensland Cowboys, debut. Number nine, Episo Corosol. 10, Jake Trevorovic. 11, Cameron Murray. 12, Liam Martin. 13, Isaiah Yeo. On the bench, Damien Cook. 15 is Angus Crichton. 16, Junior Paulo. 17, Safasaya Talakai. And on the reserves bench is Jack Whiten, Nico Hines, Clint Gutherson, Jacob Safatidi, and Reese Robson. So there it is, North Queensland Cowboys as well, debut. Happening for the State of Origin, that's next Wednesday. May the best team win. Have your say in Yana Strong. Maybe you want to talk NAIDOC, or maybe you want to talk State of Origin. All these here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
If only you could see what you saw me.
Let's talk about
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't wanna believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't at the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I've worked with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga. New day seems rich, nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockups, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me to become complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart that's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward. Praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us. The violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit. My willingness to believe for the nightmare. That this done dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming the better ways of a better day. And some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years, nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard. If we all got the courage to get up and get involved with a better, better love, come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, Yeah, Black Lives Matter. That's Jim Blair here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bombay Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Big shout out to the team down there. Thank you very much. 1-800-422-416. Now, York's Peninsula's Ginbara, or butterfish population, subject of a study to preserve the species. A fish that fed York Peninsula indigenous families for millennia could be disappearing. We're going to talk on this subject with our project leader, Gary Goldsmith. On the line, Gary, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I'm good, brother. Yourself?
I'm very good, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important yarn before we start, my brother. Let the mob know who your mob were you from.
Yeah, always. Hi, everyone. They're all the Murrays and around Australia. My name's Gary Glenborough Goldsmith. I'm from the Narunga Nation, which is down in South Australia, about 160 k's northwest of Adelaide. It looks like the leg of, when you look at the South Australian map, looks like the leg we call that our country is called Goorinda.
Goorinda.
Which is the York Peninsula in South Australia.
Beautiful country, but cold country, I must say, Gary. I'm in Cairns, far north of Queensland, brother.
Ironically, we were just looking at, there's a science research conference happening, and I'm just saying, oh, I can't wait to get up there and get a bit warmer. It's definitely cold down this way, that's for sure.
Come and join us, brother, come and join us.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting in the water a bit, but at the moment we're only on top of it. So, yeah. But look, you know, like with any country, it's got its advantages, you know, with
and disadvantages, exactly.
Yeah.
Brother, we're talking about the York Peninsula at Ginbara. Or butterfish, and the population subject of a study to preserve the species. Are we talking about the species disappearing?
Yeah, well, in Nellinga, Glenborough is the big butterfish or dusky moorwong. Mm. It's a fish that's been traditionally hunted by people for millennia.
Yes.
On the incoming tide, and we have two tides, and they're not very big compared to the ones up in the north.
Mm.
But our tides are about a metre and a half, and our old people would use harpoons to harpoon this fish, and it would be, you know, stories. And we've seen them this big, around about 6 foot.
Yes.
They're not a schooling fish, and they're an algae eating fish. So they come in to feed on the algae that grows on the on the reefs, and that's why our old people knew, and teaching young people is that. On the incoming tide, you see the fish come in, and they're a very inquisitive fish, so they like to see what's happening. So the old people would flick a little bit of sand with their feet on the reef, and the fish would come in close and circle them.
And there's dinner. Yeah, exactly, brother.
Yeah.
So there's been research studies going on over the last 10 years, is that right? Because drastic reduction of the fish.
Yeah.
Is that the case there, Gary?
Yeah, well, see, we have a competition every year for our mob just to make sure that we pass them on the colts to the young fellows, particularly the young boys. We've had recent times the young women saying we want equality, but as a cultural thing, it's just for the men to provide a feed and pass on that knowledge.
Mm.
What we've seen is every year we've seen a reduction in the numbers and the sizes of this fish, and we can't work it out where they were once, you know, abundant.
Yeah, plentiful, yes.
Plentiful. We're saying that we're not seeing them when we're going out further and further into the water. And
do we know the cause, Gary, of the disappearance?
No, not as yet.
Okay.
The research that we're currently doing is around, you know, just looking at the genetics of the fish at the moment, of, you know, the different types of subspecies that might be within this group, you know, from the different parts of the Goorinda and the waters that surround them. So we're just trying to figure out, is there any differences within the actual makeup of the genetics, sizes, you know, weights, and where they were, what their stomach contents were, are they feeding on different things now?
Yeah.
Is there enough food that the fish has been able to...
And who you got working with you, Gary?
Access to, so...
Yep.
One of the things with our country is that our country has been 95% freehold, and we have water surrounding both sides, or three parts, almost three quarters of our country. And a lot of the farmers have been farming there for, you know, 100, 50-odd years, and over that time, the land is the runoff of the chemicals
entering exactly
into our waters. Obviously, when we say their land, affecting
marine life.
They're basically, you know, taking away all that vegetation, the topsoil that, you know, would be there, and all their chemicals are now running off into those intertidal zones, which one could be increasing the nitrates and phosphates in the water, which may be restricting the growth of that particular algae. And the other one is the increasing water level, is that going out, is it covering the reefs too much where the actual sunlight is not getting to those reefs to be able to grow that algae during those intertidal zones? So the fish where they once ate aren't eating there anymore because they can't, the reefs in further aren't there. They're actually just, you know, rocks and beaches.
Yes.
So we're trying to figure out a number of things. This will be a 12-month study, you know, and we'll present our findings. We have a festival every year that we run down here. It's the largest single nation festival in South Australia, and it is named after the fish, Clonebugger. And we have a two-day festival to celebrate the fish. And so we'll present our findings to all of our people in the wider community about, you know, what is happening to this to this culturally significant fish of ours that we, you know, rely on for sustenance and also for our communal gatherings.
It's
a fish that can be shared through all the community, and particularly for the old people that was, you know, really a, you know, an
cultural knowledge
of their diet, considering you know, the rationing days of policy with government. So we want to be able to ensure that the younger generations coming through not only understand the cultural aspect to it, but understand the science, and hopefully we can protect that marine environment and make and intervene where we need to now to ensure that this fish doesn't disappear.
Exactly.
You know, from our culture.
Yeah. You there, Gary? Can you hear me? No, that's Gary. Lost Gary there. Gary Goldsmith. He's leading the York Peninsula Gimbara or butterfish population in regards to the research family, indigenous families for millennia could be disappearing. That's the butterfish, Gimbara they call it. And, you know, of course, it's over 10 years, they have a drastic reduction of the numbers of fish and the size of them. So a very important conversation there and the work that they're doing, you know, for cultural aspect and also for the science aspect as well. And we've been talking a lot of farmers down there, and all the chemicals are running from the farms into the creeks and out to the ocean. Maybe that the effect, maybe that's the effect. The butterfish come in and they eat all the algae, is where the old people used to do their fishing with these beautiful animals, you know, these marine life. But they are dropping down in numbers, so very important yarn there. I'll just try again with Gary. You there, Gary?
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, mate, caught everything you were saying. Sorry, you just couldn't hear me, so I'll let you talk, but it's beautiful information. Thank you for sharing. But it, like I said, it's a very important space in regard to the cultural and the science part of it as well, as you mentioned, and for training our young ones up as well. In regards to the research, are you working with scientists or with marine biologists in this space, or who are you working with there, Gary?
Yep, we've been fortunate enough to been provided a grant through the FRD3 through the Indigenous Reference Group.
Okay.
You know, an integral part of research, and I'm working with a marine biologist down here that has connections with other countries, and not, he's a non-Aboriginal man, but grew up in places like Ceduna, and has a spot down on our country down at Corny Point. So his name's Paul Rogers. So he's been an integral, but he's let me lead the research.
Sure.
He's there just to provide the scientific and technical advice and techniques to be able to capture it. So, you know, it's part of that science regime.
It's a team effort, isn't it, Gary? I thank you very much for your yarn, my brother. Listen, all the best. Please do keep in touch and watching the space very very closely, Gary. But happy NAIDOC, my brother, and you keep smiling. And big shout-out to the mob there.
No worries. Black and deadly, my people.
See you, bro. Bye-bye. Diddly yarn there. That's Gary Goldsmith, project leader, Yorks Peninsula Gimbara or Butterfish, and the population subject of a study to preserve the species. The numbers are reducing in regard to the species. So First Nation people are doing their bit and working there with the scientists, marine biologists, to make sure we'll find out what's going on. Why they're dropping down in numbers, the reason for it, and try and sustain the fish life of the Ginbara or Butterfish. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. You might have come to a time where Trinity Trev signs up for the program, signs off. I'm back in the huts again tomorrow. But look, here all week, and happy NAIDOC week to you, mob. Stand strong, you mob, and don't forget that deadly theme. Get up, stand up, and show up, and enjoy the celebrations. And we'll be catching up very soon. We'll yarn tomorrow on National Talk Black. The 24/7, you can text the brother, 0457140550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987FM. Let's have the news come in very soon. Have Black and Image Band take you to the news. Beautiful land and sea. Why not? We're just talking about beautiful land and sea. And Trinity Trevor signing off. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.